We're here with head coach Sally Starr after the field hockey team fell 7-6 to UNH. Coach, obviously you don't want to give up that many goals, but it had to be impressed with the team's fight and getting six goals today and really a game that everyone was in till the very end.
Yeah, it was an outstanding hockey game today, a really outstanding attacking hockey game by both teams. We knew coming in UNH is really lethal in attack. They have some really a lot of team speed, really dangerous forward, so we knew we needed to defend really well. I'm really pleased with our corner execution today. That continues to get better. That has not been a strength up until really this weekend. So, again, that's a really positive thing to take away from this weekend. And the way we continued to compete throughout the whole game and kept coming back. And I really believe if I had a little more time on this clock, I would have come back one more time.
Yeah, so I saw Maggie Driscoll scored her first collegiate goal today. What have you seen from her so far this season? How do you think she's adjusted?
Yeah, no, Maggie is she's a heart player. She leaves it on the field in practices and in games. Really happy for her to get her first goal, and that's not going to be their last one either. She's somebody that really has a really high work rate and a really high passion for the game. So she's somebody that can bring a lot of excitement to our team and a lot of energy on the field two-way, defensively and offensively.
Yeah, and I also saw that Bella Bergner scored her first goal today. What have you seen from her so far?
Perfect execution on that corner on going back to the inserter. We've been working on that and drilling that, and they executed absolutely perfect. And I love the poise that she had on the ball to see it get the goalie down and then put it top shelf. So that was great. And did she get two today?
She had one.
Just one, yeah. She's a player that is in the right place at the right time, and I think scoring is going to start opening up for her as well.
Carolina Bryan today leading the offensive firepower with 5 shots on goal. What do you see with her as how she's able to drive the offense game in and game out for this team?
Yeah, Carol's our most experienced striker that we have on the field. We're beginning to get Natalie back, which is great. But Carol's been really leading a young contingent of forwards, and she's pressing well. She's creating her own offense well. She's in the right place at the right time, making really good decisions on the ball. And as a result, she's getting, she's scoring, she's getting assists, and she's creating opportunities for us where she may not even be directly involved in the play, but she created the play by how she was pressing.
And then Sophie Ortell with a big, I know she saved a whole bunch today, but I saw a really big stop towards the end, probably 4.5 yep. left. How do you think she stepped up into her role as starting goalie this season?
Sophie's been awesome. I think Sophie has we have a lot of confidence in her. Sophie has a lot of confidence in herself, and the team has a ton of confidence in her. And really excited to see her really stepping up and being the goalie that she can be. And that's big for us. You can't really compete for championships unless you have a really good goalie. And we feel we got a really good one in Sophie.
And then two goals for Nicole Lauro, both on, as you mentioned, the corners and some of those redirects, but nice to see some of those plays really really come up big.
Yeah, we haven't taken advantage of the redirects, and we've really been focused on where our tippers are positioning and knowing where the balls should, the entry point for balls. So, yeah, we've been working on it, and it's great to finally get the goals that you can get out of corner situations. So, I want us to be dangerous when we get a corner, because we have the ability to get corners, and we need to be able to finish them, and we're really beginning to get really good at it.
1-1 in conference play as you head to Lehigh next week. Really, conference play will be a little more regular from here on out. What are you most pleased with the team is halfway through the year here?
Yeah, I think this weekend was perfect preparation for the rest of our conference games. First off, with going down to Lehigh, road trip on Saturday, really our first road trip. We've been pretty fortunate staying in New England and staying local. So looking forward to, I think it's great for the team to get away too. Sometimes it's great to travel like that. But I really think that the games this weekend really helped to prepare us. Both games, really very competitive, high intensity, high work rate, high competitive meter. So I think both games really helped us to get ready to get down to Lehigh next weekend.